Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Huge car bomb exploded on a busy street in the Somalian capital, Mogadishu. Reuters' Conway Giddens has our report.
A fiery car bomb rocking the streets of Mogadishu Saturday, killing at least 20. The blast in the Somalian capital occurring on a busy street, home to government offices, hotels, and restaurants. A Reuters eyewitness on the scene says the bomb was powerful enough to set dozens of vehicles on fire and destroy several buildings in the area. Chaos ensuing in the aftermath as soldiers fired indiscriminately and even journalists were attacked, no group claiming immediate responsibility. But attacks like these have been carried out in the past by the Islamist group al-Shabaab. The al-Qaeda-linked group is seeking to topple what is seen as a weak government in an effort to put strict Islamic rule in place.
That is Reuters' Conway Giddens reporting. A spokesman for Syria militia says Islamic State fighters are expected to evacuate the city of Raqqa in a withdrawal agreement with U.S.-backed Syrian militia surrounding them. On Friday, scores of civilians fled Raqqa ahead of an anticipated final day into the city, a final push by the U.S.-backed fighters aimed at retaking it from IS. Hundreds of civilians have been streaming out of Raqqa in the past few days. John Kerry, the former U.S. Secretary of State, has harsh criticism for President Trump's decision not to recertify that Iran is in compliance with the nuclear deal signed by world powers in 2015. In a nationally televised speech following Mr. Trump's remarks, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani urged all signatories to meet their commitments. This is VOA News. Venezuela cast ballots today in regional elections that are widely seen as a vital test for both President Nicolas Maduro and the opposition. Many polling experts say the opposition coalition could win 20 of the state elections, a feat that would mark the first time since 2000 Maduro's Socialist Party would be forced to rule a country with so many opposition governors. Even if opposition politicians win those 20 states, there are no guarantees they would be able to effectively wield power. Opposition was unable to sustain anti-Maduro protests in which 125 people were killed between April and July. Aid agencies are increasing humanitarian operations to keep pace with the growing need of the expanding Rohingya Muslim refugee population in Bangladesh. United Nations says a recent surge of new arrivals there has pushed the number of people who have fled violence in neighboring Myanmar since late August to more than 530,000. We get more now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
An influx of around 11,000 Rohingya refugees arrived over the land border in Bangladesh Monday. UN refugee spokesman Andre Mahechich says the border since has been relatively quiet, but he adds that people are still on the move inside Myanmar, trying to make the journey to Bangladesh.
Certainly there are substantial numbers being reported of being waiting, trying to get across the Naf River using the boats and then cross into Bangladesh.
A huge aid operation is underway in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, with agencies providing shelter, food, water, sanitation, and other life-saving needs. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hurricane Ophelia expected to take aim at Britain and Ireland now over the weekend. A rare storm in the North Atlantic, expected to carry high winds, rough seas, especially affecting five western counties of Ireland. Ophelia currently strengthening offshore the Azores Islands and has been given a Category 3 status, has top sustained winds of 185 kilometers an hour. Wildfires in the U.S. state of California have been racing toward the state's famous wineries, as well as the historic town of Sonoma, chasing hundreds more people from their homes and threatening to roll back firefighters' modest gains against the blazes that have been as wide as 160 kilometers. It's been a week now since the flames started. 38 people have died, destroyed more than 5,700 homes and businesses, making it the deadliest and most destructive group of wildfires in California history.
That's the latest world news from VOA.